play-by-play.
Action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
Hello, Pleasant. Good afternoon to you, and welcome to Blue Hill, host of the Class C2 second round playoff action this afternoon. The Blue Hill Bobcats will play host to the Cambridge Trojans. The Trojans come into the contest tonight with a perfect, unblemished record, 9-0, when you factor in their first-round playoff win last week. The Bobcats, some called it an upset last week when they defeated Kearney Catholic. Some say it was all part of the master plan, and the Blue Hill Bobcats are going to go with the latter and hope that they can pull the same off today against this tough Cambridge Trojan Ball Club. And I'll tell you, you couldn't have set the script any better. It's another one of those games in the playoffs where you've got two teams that for the last 5 years have played every year in the playoffs and made it a tough battle each and every time. And somehow in the brackets, they always manage to merge together and square off for that right to continue on into the road to Memorial Stadium, and tonight, or this afternoon rather, no exception. Two solid ball clubs. Forget about the records. It matters not now. They're both technically undefeated at 1-0. As we enter the playoffs, you lose it, you're done for the season. You win it, you move on next week to advance, and those days keep getting closer and closer as we get set for the Class C2 or the state football championships will be penciled in for Monday and Tuesday, the 22nd and 23rd. Of November, so not too far away from getting there, but you got to get past today to make it count. Rob Osmond here with you from a blustery, breezy Blue Hill ball field that is in perfect condition. It's a beautiful day, save for the breeze. Got a stiff wind blowing out of the north, and it is going to make things difficult when the teams are going to be going from south to north into that stiff wind. We'll see if that'll die down as the temperature and the sun sets and the temperatures start to go down. We'll gladly trade the win for a little bit of a chill. It's that time of the year. Both teams are on the field, ready to go for a great game. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll kick off our New Tech Seed pregame show. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your New Tech Seed pregame show. Rob Osmond with you as we prepare for a ball game that's developing quite the tradition here in the last few years. The Cambridge Trojans taking on the Blue Hill Bobcats in Blue Hill in the second round of the C2 playoffs. Earlier we had the opportunity to talk to both of our coaches on the field, and right now we are going to talk about, first of all, let's talk a little bit before we get to those interviews, talk about some of the history of these two ball clubs. No stranger, as I mentioned, to the playoff picture. Last year, the Blue Hill Bobcats made a second round exit. They beat Southwest 13-0 in the first round, and then were defeated in a tough game by Sutherland 14-12. Cambridge last year made it all the way to the semifinals before they were beaten by the C2 runner-ups, eventual runner-ups, Hart and Cedar Catholic, 26-20. So Cambridge went pretty deep into the playoffs last year. Would like to repeat it. Blue Hill was last champions back in 2008. They were runners-up in 2006 and 2007. Cambridge last saw the Memorial Stadium in 2003 when they were crowned champions. So the Trojans and then their coach, Josh Graves, pretty solid ball club and pretty solid playoff experience as well. So that will probably not be a factor. Both these squads, senior heavy and pretty solid ball clubs with that playoff experience. We'll take a quick break, come back with our coaches' interviews, and see what the coaches have up their sleeves for tonight's ball game. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Welcome back to your New Tech Seat pregame show. Rob Osmond with you. Joining us now, head coach of the Cambridge Trojans, Josh Graves. Coach, thanks so much for joining us before this big game today.
Yeah, no problem, Rob. Thanks for doing the game.
I don't know how the schedule makers work things out, but it always seems that when we get into the playoffs, no matter what side of the brackets Cambridge and Blue Hill are in, you always manage to find each other in the playoffs and always manage to come up with some big games and another one here tonight. Does this matchup kind of surprise you in any way?
I had a feeling that Blue Hill may get revenge on Kearney Catholic there, and it's really tough to play two teams. To play a team 2 weeks in a row like they did, and I know that Blue Hill made great coaching adjustments and did a good job getting their kids ready to go in the playoffs, and really that's when it mattered most, so kudos to them for that.
Well, kudos to you as well, too, Coach, because you guys coasted through the season with a perfect, unblemished record, all set and geared up for the playoffs, made short work of Superior last week, and now here we are again to this matchup with the Bobcats. What's been your the secret to the Trojans' success this year?
Really, controlling the line of scrimmage has been our big thing. We've been able to run the ball effectively. We've got about 2,500 yards rushing on the year, and so we want to be able to establish a line of scrimmage, just pound the football at teams, and our offensive line has really gelled together and done a good job with that. And then stopping other teams from run has been important too. You know, most teams are run first teams, and so be able to take that away has put some teams in some bad situations where maybe they have to throw more than they want to.
Well, and I tell you, Coach, you look at statistics and numbers, and anyone who's been around the game a little bit knows that if you've got the numbers that Cambridge is putting up this year, you got to have a good line. So, yeah, your front line has been absolutely doing the job. There's been a lot of attention focused on Gus Peterson this year as a fullback, but I'm looking at it, Gus Peterson, the middle linebacker, has done a pretty darn good job as well this year.
Yeah, he's a very good all-around player, and obviously he gets a lot of attention at fullback. This will be his fourth year starting there, but he is a returning all-state middle linebacker and does a good job flying to the football and just has great football instinct. So having Gus on both sides of the ball is very important, and he would rather play defense. He doesn't want me to take him out on defense at all, so I'll sub him out a little bit on offense to give him breaks, but he gets mad if I take him out on defense at all.
Well, and again, you look at the number, and I don't want to give too much attention to one person because there's a lot of guys behind him that are pretty sharp on the tip of that spear also coming at opposing ball clubs. Who else has been stepping up for you big this year?
Like I said, offensive line's really done a good job, and they've gelled together. And Ethan Long's really benefited because of that. He's got over 1,200 yards rushing now, and a lot of that is Gus, too. Teams are keying on Gus, and Ethan's been able to break open some runs. He's got a really great speed, and Race Dowens, our quarterback's done a good job of running the offense for his first year. He's just a junior, and so it's been exciting to see him mature in the wishbone offense. Our linebackers are really the key of our defense as far as tackles, and D-line is doing a good job, but they're doing a job of taking up offensive linemen's blocks, and Alec McCurdy and Cody Vandergriff and Gus have all done a good job of getting most of our tackles.
Yeah, and I tell you, Coach, I can go through your starting lineup, and every one of them is a pretty solid ball player, and that comes down to coaching, I think. You got a good coaching staff. You in your fifth year are no stranger here to the playoffs, but as the time between games gets shorter, the tougher the opponents that you face, playoffs are always a tough time. How have you been able to get the most out of your ball club?
Yeah, it is a tough time, and fortunately we're healthy, and that's awfully important this time of year too, but I met with the seniors a number of times, and most recently before the playoffs, and just talked about the level of focus and intensity and what needs to take place at practice and how crisp we need to be with our offense and defensive schemes and what we're doing on special teams as well. And so really I've tried to emphasize that importance to our seniors and then let that carry on to the rest of our team. And our seniors have done a good job being leaders, and I think that the younger kids realize that there's a little bit more sense of urgency during playoffs.
Coach, a lot of times you can look at the scores of games and the caliber of the teams that you're playing and determine, well, this is a very heavily offensive-oriented team or a very defensive-oriented team. You guys seem to be pretty balanced all the way across. Has that been a big part of your this undefeated season?
Yeah, it has. I think that we're confident in both sides of the football, and we have some different kids that have different roles on both sides of the football, different kids stepping up in different ways, and so it's nice to have that balance. You know, you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket and run up against a team that you can't stop and then you don't get the ball type of thing. So hopefully what success we have on one side of the ball also will carry over to the success on the other side of the ball. And against Blue Hill, that's going to be awfully tough. Their offensive line is really gelling well here. And a big key for us is going to be able to stop their offense from moving down the field and taking those minutes off the clock.
Well, and again, facing this Blue Hill team, you're no stranger to meeting up with them in your fifth year coaching for Cambridge. What have you learned from the Blue Hill Bobcats, and what do you expect to see in them tonight?
Yeah, I expect power football. They do a great job with their offensive linemen and really teach technique to those kids. You can see on film that they play with excellent technique and excellent pad level, and they're aggressive. And so it's going to be smash-mouth football, and our front seven on defense and offense is really going to have to set the tone if we're going to find a way to win. And really, I think it comes down to who's going to win the line of scrimmage. If our kids can find a way to win that line of scrimmage, then we'll be victors and vice versa.
All right, Coach. Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck. Coach Josh Graves with the Cambridge Trojans, thanks so much for spending a little time with us before this big game.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Rob.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go over to the other side of the field and see what the Blue Hill Bobcats got going. We'll take that break and be right back. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Rob Osmond with you. Joining us now, head coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, Coach Scott Porter. Thanks so much for joining us, Coach.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
I tell you, you get into this playoff mode and the games get closer and closer together, and I know no one is more of a statistician than you. You really do your homework on this, but you've got your work cut out for you today going against these undefeated Cambridge Trojans. How have you been planning for this game plan?
Well, you know, after we heard all the final scores last Thursday and we figured we had a pretty good chance of playing Cambridge again, the nice thing is we've played each other. This will be the sixth time in a row since 2006. So, you know, we got film from their game last Thursday and watched it and realized that they're pretty much the same old Cambridge that they have been in the years past. You know, they've had thrown in some few new wrinkles, but, you know, it's been pretty much the same game plan that we've gone with the last five times.
Now, they've met with some considerable success this year. Does that undefeated record throw, like you say, another wrinkle into the plan?
Well, you know, we knew coming in after, you know, they were semifinalist team last year, and we were fortunate enough to get a victory against them the first round. And if we wouldn't have stumbled last year in the second round, you know, we would have met up again in the quarterfinals. So we knew coming in this year that they would have another solid team. And, you know, to me, records can be kind of deceiving, but yet, you know, we just got to throw those to the wayside. And to me, we're both 1-1 since this is basically a new season where you're trying to play another five games. So to me, we're both 1-0 heading into tonight's game and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone is undefeated at this point and will remain this way until the end of the season comes for you. But let me ask you this. I mean, and I know better than to ask you if you found that little crease where you can get in and exploit Cambridge. But what have you guys been working on this week to get ready for their attack?
Well, you know, we've just myself and I know the other defensive coaches have gone back and watched what we've done in the last couple years, and you know, we tried to use that same scheme that we used the last year and the year before, and you know, we're just going to go in with that, and we got a few adjustments if that doesn't work for us this year. So you know, we know Gus Peterson is a tremendous football player on both sides of the ball, and when he's on offense, you know we have to watch where he is at all times, but then we also can't fall asleep with their quarterback and the other running backs and their tight ends.
Well, yeah, they're a team that's always found a way to win, especially this year. And, you know, the same thing has been said for you guys, and everyone talks about last week's performance, no passing going on, just a sheer ground attack. Blue Hill still has that balanced attack, but I know you, Coach Porter, knows he's going to do whatever it takes to win. What kind of a game can we expect from you guys tonight?
You know, last Thursday night we went in with the philosophy that we were going to run in between the tackles and, you know, rely heavily on our running game than our passing game. And, you know, we're going to go into tonight's game with the same attitude that we're going to try to get our running game established, and hopefully that will open up our passing game. And if we don't need our passing game again, we'll just keep it in the closet.
Again, do what it takes to meet success out there. Who have you been leaning on in practice, and who needs to step up tonight to advance the Bobcats into next week?
You know, all week we've been telling the kids that everybody needs to come out and play the way they did last Thursday against Kearney Catholic, because that was by far the best overall team effort, you know, in all three aspects of the game. So, you know, I feel if we can match that intensity and determination that we had last Thursday night, you know, things look real good for the Bobcats.
Well, and I tell you, when you wrap up the season with two losses, motivating your team to get back into that win column, especially as you enter the playoffs, it's got to be a pretty tough challenge. What do you tell the kids now that you've met success in the first round of the playoffs? What do you tell them to get them that extra effort out of them this week?
Well, you know, myself personally, have been just telling the kids what I've been telling them for the last 4 years as the head coach. You know, we have no guarantee of playing next week unless we win. So, you know, I think it really strikes a chord with the seniors that it's finally hitting them personally that, you know, this could be the last night that they ever put on pads and step onto a football field to play a high school football game. So, you know, it's just concentrate on what we have in front of us now, and, you know, that the outcome will determine if we move on to the following week.
You know, I guess we haven't talked really since the playoffs started, and one of the things that's typical of the Blue Hill Bobcats is the fact that you guys pretty much coast through the regular season and then all of a sudden kick it into high gear when it gets to the playoffs. This year's been kind of a different story. You had a few stumbling blocks thrown your way, especially later in the season, yet you've still been able to recover from that. What do you attribute to your success so far?
Well, you know, heading into this year's season, we knew the schedule was going to be tougher than it had been the couple previous seasons, and you know, we've told the kids from day one when we started having the success that in order to be one of the top elite teams in C2, you got to play the best. So, you know, we've gone with that philosophy that we'll play anybody anywhere to maintain our toughness or whatever in C2. And, you know, I think the tougher games you play during a regular season will have you better prepared the deeper and farther you get into the playoffs.
Absolutely, because right now you're facing teams that keep getting tougher and tougher as you make that road to Memorial Stadium, a place that you guys are slightly familiar with. I think you guys have gotten pretty comfortable in Memorial Stadium, but this is a tough year for you, for the Bobcats.
Yeah, we had some skill positions graduate from last year's team, and the kids that have stepped up have done a tremendous job. You know, they've gotten better each year. Defensively, I knew we were going to be fairly young compared to the defenses in the past. And, you know, there's been a few games we've had our share of mistakes. But, you know, there's been each week, defensively and offensively, we've gotten a little bit better. And, you know, after last Thursday night's performance, I felt in on offense and defense that we were – both units were starting to come together and starting to play Blue Hill football the way we were capable of. So hopefully it carries over tonight.
Well, getting back to tonight then, Coach, you guys are squaring up here against the Cambridge Trojans, a team that has given you trouble in the past and you've given them trouble in the past. Give me an idea of what kind of a game, what kind of a matchup can we expect right here in a few minutes?
You know, I think it's going to be the same type of game that we've played with Cambridge the last five times we've met. It's been your typical smash mouth, hard nose, hard hitting football game. And if you enjoy football, hopefully you'll love the sixth time tonight. And if you don't like football, you should come out because I think it's a great tradition when the two of us get together.
Absolutely. Always expect a great game and certainly wish you guys the best of luck, Coach. Scott Porter, thanks so much for joining us just before this this big game coming up.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the kickoff right here on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
94.5.
Welcome back once again to Blue Hill for the C2 second round playoff action between the Cambridge Trojans and the Blue Hill Bobcats. Both squads on the field now, about to get going. Right now on our New Tech Seat pregame show, we will break down some of the statistics that jump out at you right away. Cambridge in their perfect season outscored all their opponents 358 to 101. They average 7.1 yards per play and give up under 4 yards per play. Tough defense, very strong offense for the Cambridge Trojans. Ethan Long is their most prolific touchdown carrier or provider, if you will, for the Trojans. He's got 20 TDs on the year. Gus Peterson with 13 right behind them. Ethan Long has ran for 1,214 yards on the season and averages just over 9 yards per carry. Gus Peterson averages 8 yards per carry. He's rushed for 758, so two hot running backs for the Cambridge Trojans. Expect to hear big things from them tonight. Passing their quarterback is Race Dowland. Race Dowland has thrown 30 for 53 times. He's got 5 touchdowns. And then real quick defensively, Gus Peterson, as you might expect, the big guy, he's a D1 recruit, has 44 tackles on the year from that middle linebacker spot. Pretty solid ball player, Gus Peterson. For the Bobcats, they're looking pretty solid. They've rushed for over 2,000 yards on the year, have given up nowhere near that. Kelly Thaman is their top defensive guy, 70 solo tackles. Expect big name, big numbers from him as well. Derek Poe's the quarterback. He's at about 41%. Now, remember, the Bobcats passing didn't pass any last year, or last week, rather, against Kearney Catholic, kept it all on the ground. Jared Kruger's their top running back. He's got 910 yards on the season, averages just over 6 yards with 7 TDs on the year. Brock Koempke is their top receiver, 76 yards on the year and 1 touchdown. He's caught 3 passes. So, again, the Bobcats do not typically throw the ball a lot, but I bet they will tonight. Okay, here's your starting lineups for the Cambridge Trojans. On the front line, the right tight end will be Logan Huxle. He is a 6'1 senior, 185 pounds. On the right tackle is Trevor Fleischer. He's a junior, 6 foot, 230 pounds, also plays defensive end. The right guard and outside linebacker is Alec McCurdy. He is a 5'10 junior, 180 pounds. The center is Travis Landreth. He's a 5'10 senior, 215 pounds. On that left guard will be Anthony Rodriguez. He is a 5'7 junior, 145 pounds, cornerback as well. Left tackle and defensive tackle, number 61, is Logan Baker. He is a 6'1", 185-pound senior. Tight end on the other side, Cody Vandergrift, also outside linebacker. He's a 5'9", senior, 175 pounds. The quarterback, Ray Dowen, is a 6-foot junior, 170 pounds, plays safety as well. Big guy in the middle, the fullback, will be Gus Peterson, 6'1", senior, 210 pounds, and the middle linebacker as well. Ethan Long is your cornerback and halfback for the Trojans. He's a 5'10 junior, 165 pounds. Your other back is Kalen Farr. He is a 5'9 junior, 140 pounds. Defensive tackle will be Garrett Burke. He is a 6 foot, 255 pound senior. That's your starting lineup for the Cambridge Trojans. For the Blue Hill Bobcats, looking at that front line on the center, anchoring it will be Kelly Fayman. He's a 170 pound senior. Jeremiah Kruger on the line as well as Matt Thramer and Blake Munner as well. Tyler Otten is your tackle. We'll get to the skills position here in a moment. We've got time now to quickly tell you that we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll complete that lineup for you, and we'll be ready to play some football on C2 second-round playoffs from Blue Hill on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at
Glenwood.net. 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Football on the Breeze. KLIQFM.com. Rob Austin with you. Let's complete that lineup for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Quarterback is Derek Foe, 165-pound senior. In the backfield, you can expect runs from Shane Fayman. He's 150-pound junior. And Jared Kruger is your 120-pound senior. We'll rack up the lion's share of the yards, most likely, for the Bobcats tonight. Brock Koempke is the receiver and on the corner as well. Shane Fayman, we mentioned earlier, is a running back and cornerback. Dakota Hoyt will come in at three safety. Garrett Williams, your wide receiver and defensive end for the Bobcats. And Ben Court is a wide receiver, 165-pound senior for the Bobcats. That's your starting lineup. The Cambridge Trojans have won the toss. They have elected to defer, so they are all set to be kicking off, back to receive for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Jared Kruger and Shane Fayman, the usual suspects in the back, and to kick off will be Anthony Rodriguez. And we are underway. Rodriguez, a high over end-over-end kick. It's going to bounce into the end zone and out of play. The Bobcats will take over on the 20-yard line. To get things started, Derek Poe will be at the helm for the Bobcats. He was injured earlier this season and has actually came back a few games back and is able to be playing 100%. So the Bobcats will get the ball to start off the ball game from the 20-yard line. And they'll come breaking out now. It looks like four down linemen for the Trojans. Poe is going to be in the shotgun position. He's got two backs behind him in Kruger and Feynman. Shotgun snap. Fake pitch going to be given inside. Feynman's got it. Feynman's going to break free and was just a half a step away from breaking it. He picked up the first down and then some. About a 13-yard carry for Shane Feynman to get things started. Feynman picks up the first down. It was a fake pitch and then a quick handoff by Poe to Feynman. Feynman made a nice cut, picked up some good blocks and scooted around, got the first down and more. Almost broke it big. Tackle in there by the Trojan defensive end of their outside linebackers, able to come back in. Two wide right for the Bobcats now. Feynman and Kruger in the backfield. Poe gives it to the first guy through, and that's going to be, I think Kruger is going to be wrapped up before he gets anywhere. Kruger takes the handoff, and he's wrapped up on that front line for the Cambridge Trojans. May have actually lost a yard on it. We'll see where the actual spot is. Feynman's actually going to lose a yard on this. Or, excuse me, Kruger is going to lose a yard on that. It'll be second down and 11 for the Bobcats. To the left, receivers for the Bobcats. Shotgun. Handoff once again up the middle, and it looked like Poe wanted to keep it, but instead the fullback takes it and runs it up. Shane Feynman took it from his hands and did not get very far, right back into the heart of that Trojan defense, and he's going to be stacked up and brought down at just shy of the 34-yard line, and it'll be third down. And about eight to go for the Bobcats. Four down linemen for the Trojans. Again, shotgun for Poe. He's got Kruger to his left. In the backfield, to right. The give is going to be kept by Poe. Poe's going to work his way around the left side, and he's going to be stacked up and hauled down quickly by Alec McCurdy and Anthony Rodriguez of the Trojans, and it'll bring up fourth down at about five after the two-yard gain from Poe. Fourth down and five. Bobcats will be back to punt. It'll be Thramer set to kick for the Bobcats. Matt Thramer, kicker for the Bobcats. No one is back for Cambridge. They were thinking fake all the way, and the ball's going to roll and come to a stop at about the 35-yard line for the Trojans. So Blue Hill forced to punt after picking up a first down and then going three more and out. So Cambridge will take over with 9:41 to go in the first quarter. Quarterback Dowen under center now in motion. Goes Trojans. Give is going to be to the fullback. First through is Gus Peterson. Peterson's going to pick up five, six, maybe seven before he's hauled down. Second effort is going to give him even a couple more than that. Nice run by Gus Peterson straight up ahead. Will pick up nine on the play. Nice solid run, quick right up the middle for Cambridge. And it'll be second down and a little bit less than a yard to go for Cambridge. Dowen under center again. In motion goes Ethan Long. Carrying around the left side. Kruger runs it around. He's going to get the first down in about 10 or about 9 more. He'll make up 10 yards on the play inside Bobcat territory now. At about the 46-yard line, Dowen calls his own number and picks up the first down for Cambridge. Both squads, primarily running teams, expect to see a lot of it. It's a wishbone a wide wishbone, if you will, for Cambridge now. Long's in motion. Gibbs going to be to Peterson up the middle. He's going to be hit, wrapped up. He's going to spin his way around to the right side and will actually make a positive gain out of it after being caught in the middle. Breaks some tackles, springs to the right side, and is going to go around to the right and pick up. We'll see where the spot is. But it looks like he made something out of nothing. He'll pick up 3 yards. Peterson. We'll make it second down, 7 to go for Trojans. In motion this time is Ethan Long. Give is to Peterson. Peterson will roll around the left side just off the tackle, and he's going to come right in and be close. He'll be short of the first down after being stacked up by the Bobcat defense. He'll pick up about 6 on the play. So Peterson moving the chains, doing a good job. The Cambridge Trojans working up that middle and finding a soft spot in the Bobcat defense for the time being. Bobcats pretty tough on defense all season long. Double tight end formation now. Wishbone. Dawson under center. Third down and short for the Trojans. Long count. Give it to Peterson. Peterson's going to go straight forward one more time. Right off the guard, and this time he's going to have the first down and about 2 more to go, so give him about 3 yards on the play. Make that 2 yards on the play, so it'll be enough to move the chains, however. So ball now spotted on the 35-yard line. Trojans putting the drive together. In motion is Long. Under center, Dowlin makes the give over to the left side. Hands off to Ethan Long. Long was going to get wrapped up. He's going to bust through the scrum and pop out. He's going to be close to another Trojan first down. He's going to be about 2 yards short, so we'll call it 8 yards for Ethan Long. And it'll be 2 yards to go, and the Trojans march their way up. Ball spotted down about the 27-yard line, 28-yard line. They're going to have to get to the 25. Dodden will make the give over to the right side. This time it's going to be a misdirection play picked up by Kalen Farr. Farr's going to spring to the left side. Touchdown, Trojans. Touchdown, Trojans. 28-yard touchdown run for Kalen Farr. 27 is the official count. 27-yard touchdown run for Kalen Farr gets the Trojans on top with 6:56 to go in the first quarter. Just a great run off the left side. He cut right and then danced to the left, and he'll get the touchdown for the Trojans. Get him on the board. They'll go for 2. Dotton underneath makes the give. Peterson. Peterson's going to get stacked up, tries to back his way in, and he's going to be held up. So the Bobcat defense stops the 2-point conversion, but they let that 6 points slip by them. The Trojans on top first, 6-0 over Blue Hill. We'll take a quick break, come back with the kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Blue Hill. The Cambridge Trojans' Kalen Farr takes a 27-yard scamper around the left side, gets the touchdown. Trojans on top 6-0. 2-point conversion just failed. Bobcats set to receive now as Cambridge strikes first on their first possession. Anthony Rodriguez will be back to kick off. It'll be Kruger and Feynman. Shane Feynman set to receive for the Bobcats. There's the kick. It's a low one. End over end's going to bounce at about the 5. Thiemann has some problems picking it up. He'll run it back from the five, works his way to the right side, now cuts up, and he's going to be hauled down at about the 20-yard line where the Bobcats will take over for their second drive. On their own 20-yard line with 6:49 to go. Down 6-0, the Bobcats got a first down on their first play from scrimmage. Their opening series, and then proceeded to go 3-and-out. Back now, Poe from the shotgun, spread formation. Poe's going to keep it, roll around to the right side. He's going to get stacked up, left side of that Trojan defense. Not biting, shook off their blockers and came right up and dragged Poe down for little, if any, gain. In fact, he may have actually lost a yard on the play, and that is the case. Back Poe up 1 yard. Derek Poe tried to fake the inside handoff, but made the choice to keep it, rolled around the right side, and is going to be second down and 11 to go for Blue Hill. Shotgun snap. Give to Feynman on the left side. He's got a little bit of running room. He's got back his original yardage, and then some. He's going to pick up the first down for the Bobcats. Dragged down by Isaac Johnson of the Trojans, but the chains will move. It'll be an 11-yard gain. Picked up 15, actually. On the play, chains move. Ball spotted now on the 35-yard line. Blue Hill second drive, some confusion on the play. Linemen go back to get the call. Poe directs them down from the shotgun, one to the left. In Brock Kumke. In motion goes Jared Kruger. Poe pitches to the right side. Feynman has it, and he's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Good penetration on the left side of that Cambridge line, and that will be Trevor Fleischer dragging him down. Got good penetration and backed up. Feynman losing one on the play. So it'll be second down, 11 to go. Ball on the 34-yard line of the Bobcats, trailing here in the first quarter, 6-0. Coach Porter, very calm, cool, and collected, not wearing his shorts, but wearing his visor. So all is on track for Blue Hill. Whistle blows before the play gets off, and did we get a timeout call? And I think that's the case. Yes, Blue Hill going to take a quick timeout and talk about it with 5:02 to go, 6-0 Cambridge on top of the Bobcats. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Blue Hill, second round playoff action. The Cambridge Trojans on top of the hosting Blue Hill Bobcats. 6-0, 5:02 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats with the ball spotted at the 34-yard line. It'll be second down, 11 to go for Blue Hill. Kruger in motion. Poe from the shotgun gets it, rolls to his left, snap, passes over or pitches over to Feynman. Feynman is going to be wrapped up. He'll get a couple yards on it, but it was a very high tackle, and watched his head get tackled. No flag on the play. It'll be a gain of about 2 for Shane Feynman, and the Bobcats now are looking at third down and about 8 to go. Kumke is lined up to the left. Kruger and Feynman in the backfield. Poe makes the give to Feynman. Feynman rolls around, and twice now we've watched Feynman's head get snapped off a tackle, and still no flag. This gain around the left side is going to be a short one. He'll pick up one or two if he even got back to the line of scrimmage. He did. We'll give him one, but it'll be a long fourth down. Fourth down and a long 7, short 8, and Matt Thramer back to kick. This time, Gus Peterson's going to go back to return. Framer set to punt. Low snap. He'll pick it up. Makes the kick. It's a high kick. Gus Peterson is going to let this one bounce. May have lost it in the sun as the ball is going to bounce around and roll to a stop at about the 31-yard line of Cambridge, where Cambridge will take over with 3:48 to go in the first quarter. Thramer. Ball on the 31-yard line. And Cambridge now will come out for their second series. First one ended in a 27-yard touchdown run by Kalen Farr. In motion now. And we got our first flag before the snap went off. I think we got a little bit of motion on the right side of that Cambridge line. We'll see what that call is. It was a dead ball foul. And that's exactly what the case will be. They'll back up 5 yards, so Cambridge. And it'll bring up first down and 15 for the Trojans. On top, 6-0, first quarter, 3:47 to go. Double tight end formation. Dowen under center, in motion. Johnson. Handoff's going to go around the left side, off the tackle, spinning and working his way around is Ethan Long. Long will get back that 5 yards in about three more. Give him nine on the play. It'll be second down and about six to go. Great run. He's a very explosive runner, Long is. Stays low when he gets the ball, and then all of a sudden he'll make that first impact, spin out of it, and then cut right back up to the middle of the field to get those yards. Dowen under center, in motion one more time now is Ethan Long. Handoff is going to go around the left side, losing his footing as he tried to roll around to his right with Kalen Farr. Farr will fall ahead for a gain of about one or two. And that will bring up third down at about five to go for Cambridge. Cambridge has a guy in the lineup now that is back after some knee problems. 6'6", 280 pounds. And that's your right tight end, folks. Dowen hands off around the left side, goes long. Long is going to try to get a little bit of running room and thought he had it. And the rest of that Bobcat defense thought otherwise and wrapped him up just as he crosses the line of scrimmage. It'll be a short gain for Long. Long's going to pick up three. And it'll be fourth down and about three to go. Cambridge will be set to punt. Shane Feynman back to return. Along with him is Trevor Kolmacher. Back to punt now. Looks like Austin Rice. Check that. It's going to be. It is Austin Rice making the kick. It's a high kick over Feynman's head. Will bounce out of bounds, but inside the 10-yard line. Good punt. Good punt for Austin Rice. He's a sophomore, 5'8", 175 pounds, and put his right foot into it. And will pin the Bobcats back now at about the 8-yard line. 52 yards on the punt, no return. And Blue Hill comes up with 1:49 to go. Their ball on about the 9-yard line. Bobcats have picked up a one first down and now find themselves deep here in the first quarter. Poe gives up the middle. Looks like Feynman. No, it's going to be Kruger. And Kruger tries to follow Feynman through the hole, and he'll pick up a couple on the run on the left side. But that Cambridge defense being pretty stingy. Cole Taylor in there on the stop for the Trojans. Skip Kruger, 2 yards on the carry. It'll be second down. Long 8, short 9. Ball spotted now at the 10-yard line. Line lining up to the left now. On the near side of the field is Shane Comacher, and we got a flag on the play. And it's going to be a delay, and that's going to hurt the Bobcats. Their first penalty of the game will back them up half the distance. So the ball's going to be spotted at the 5-yard line for the Bobcats. It'll be first and 15 for Blue Hill. Same play looks like it's in, lining up Shane Comacher on the near side of the field. Two receivers to the right. Poe's going to call his own number, rush right up the middle on the left side. He'll pick up 2 or 3 yards. Very stingy defense for the Trojans. And it'll be a third down after a 6-yard gain. So Poe just passed the original line of scrimmage, and it'll bring up third down and about 9 to go for the Bobcats. Kumpke now on the near sideline, wide to the left from the shotgun. Poe takes it, gives it to Fehman now. Fehman rolls around the left side, had one tackler to beat, and he's going to get wrapped up. Good pursuit by Ethan Long, and that will limit Fehman's carry. Fehman, if he would have skipped just a little more, had some good running room, but Long made a good open field tackle to bring him down, and that'll set up fourth down. So the Trojans now will call a timeout as we've got fourth and long coming up for the Bobcats. We'll stay with you and give us a chance to catch up on some other games that we got going on here on our radio station, our network here. Earlier, where's my finals at? Here we go. Howells beat Sterling 44-6 earlier, and then the game that was on KHAS and HastingsLink.com, Giltner beat Bloomfield 52-12. St. Mary's beating Loomis 12-6 in the fourth. Alma is up 22-2. Creighton 16, Arapahoe nothing. That's in the second quarter. We're back to action now. Here are the Bobcats. Fourth down, Thramer to punt. Puts the right foot into it. Had a little bit of pressure. It's a very high but short kick. And into the wind it is, and that's just really going to limit everything. The ball's going to be down in the Bobcat side of the field, that right at the 40-yard line. So Cambridge will take over at the end of the first quarter. That'll wrap up, actually, our first quarter of play, where Cambridge is on top 6-0. Over the Blue Hill Bobcats. We'll be back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second quarter action. Trojans with the ball. First and 10 on the 40-yard line of the Bobcats. Pitches to the left. Peterson's now, or check that, it's going to be Isaac Johnson rolling on the left side. Had a little bit of running room before the Bobcats were able to track him down. Kelly Feynman in on the tackle for the Bobcats. It'll be a gain of about 4. Off the carry. Peterson in that fullback position. Dowan under center now. Second down. Long 7 to go. Dowan just got the playoff. Flag comes flying in. May have had a little bit of movement on the left side of that Trojan offense. Nope, they're going to call it delay, and that will back up the Trojans. And that'll make it second down and about 11 to go for Cambridge. Took their first possession in for a touchdown and have since been bottled up by the Bobcats, knocking on the door, trying to get in there now on the Bobcat side of the field. Handoff is to Peterson. Peterson got hit but not wrapped up, and as soon as he realized it, backs around that left side, gets free, and will fall forward for a gain of about 5 yards. So Peterson runs around the left side. It'll be third down. Third down, 6 to go for Cambridge. Neither squad has gone to the air yet. Trojans break center, break the huddle. Dowan under center, in motion. Ethan Long. Keeping it on the left side is Dowan. Dowan's going to zigzag and juke his way across. He's going to be close to the first down. And we'll see where the spot is. It's going to be just short of the 30-yard line. The 30-yard line is exactly where they need to go. They may need to measure this. Now it's going to be fourth down. The indication will be fourth and very short for the Trojans as Dowan goes forward and picked up 6 yards on the carry. But they may want to rethink this and measure it. And that's exactly what they're going to do. The referee wants to take a better look at it. It's close. Eyeballing it from this angle, he needs to get to the 30. The ball is just short of the 30, so this is probably going to be about the nose of the football short. And it's about half a football length. He actually needed to get past it. So it was close enough to look at, but when they brought the chains out, they found out not exactly how short they are, and it's about the length of a football. So the Bobcats now will flood the zone and bring 9 into the box against this wishbone defense now. Dowan under center, long in motion. Peterson pushes forward around the left side, hits, spins, gets the first down. And will pick up about 7 on the carry. Going to be tackled by Komacher, Trevor Komacher, but it's enough to move the chains, and the Trojans now continue their drive. 9:46 to go in the first half. Cambridge has the ball, first and 10 on the 24-yard line. Dowan hands off to Johnson. Johnson's going to run around the right side. He takes a couple of shots. He picks up some good yardage on the play before the Bobcats are able to haul him down. Bobcats doing a good job of hitting but not wrapping. And that's giving up some big yards. Johnson will pick up 7. Before Kelly Feynman dragged him down. So it'll be second down, 3 to go for Cambridge. Good crowd on hand. Cambridge not only brings a big bus, but a lot of people as well. Good booster section over there. In motion now is Long. Dowan hands off to Peterson. He's the first one through from the fullback position. Just goes off center and falls forward. Should have enough for the first down. We'll see where the spot is. And they will move the chains. Peterson up for four, and it'll be first down and 10 as Cambridge continues marching down the field. They've had the ball since the beginning of the quarter. And that's about a little more than 4 minutes ago. Johnson in motion now. Dawson underneath, makes the give to Peterson. Peterson has a big hole off the trap, and he works his way up the right side and is going to move forward for a good 7-8 yards. We'll see where the spot is. Trojans can get the first down without the touchdown. Gain of 7 on the play for Peterson. Front line of Cambridge making some big holes for Peterson and company. As Dowen scans that Bobcat defense, second down, 3 to go. Give us to Long. Long going to work his way up the right side, or he's going to be stacked up. He'll pick up a couple yards on the play. He should be short of the first down. We'll see. Ooh, it's going to be a good spot. He may actually have it from this angle. We'll see what the call is. Chains have not moved. And now they will. He'll pick up 4, and that's enough for the first down. It'll be first and goal. Ball spotted now on about the 3-yard line. Make that the 2-yard line. In motion is Johnson. Dowen to Peterson, or to Long, rather. Long scoots in relatively untouched on the left side. Touchdown, Cambridge. Ethan Long will pick up the touchdown run and put the Trojans on top. 12-0 for the time being. They'll go for 2 now. Play comes in. They're talking it over. So the Bobcats now, the Bobcat bench, definitely a little bit on the quiet side as that defense hasn't been able to find a way to stop this wishbone offense. Dowen now under center going for 2. Makes the give over the right side, ducking his head, slamming forward. And in for the 2-point conversion is Kalen Farr. Farr will pick it up. And it's 14-0. The Cambridge Trojans on top with 17-17 to go in the first half. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, welcome back to Blue Hill. Rob Osmond with you. Afternoon football, second round playoff action. Cambridge on top, 14-0. Plymouth came back to beat St. Mary's, 19-18. That's a final now. Giltner wins, Alma wins, and Howells wins. And we'll advance. We'll have more scores as they become available to you. Right now, set to kick off is Anthony Rodriguez. Puts the right foot into it, sends it down into the wind now. It's a low one. Caught by the up man, Feynman. Shane Feynman's going to roll around the right side. Picks up a block, gets through. He's to the 45. He's almost to the 50-yard line before he's brought down. Good return by Feynman. Shane Feynman took it on the hop at about the 15-yard line. Brings it back to about the 48. With 7:10 to go in the half, Bobcats have got to get something moving now. They've had to punt 3 times already in the first half. Here's Poe now from the shotgun, takes it, makes the give. Second man through is going to be Kruger. Kruger's going to pick up about 2 or 3 on the carry. Kruger's been held to very short gains, in fact, a couple of losses as well on the afternoon so far. Bobcats trail 14-0. Ball spotted now just inside Cambridge territory, inside the 50-yard line. Two left, two right. Kruger in the backfield. Poe, back to pass. First pass of the game with the win. Makes the throw down the left side. Nobody's there. Well overthrown was Shane Feynman. Feynman was out there, but he was about 5 yards, almost 10 yards behind the pass, and the wind may have had a lot to do with that, too, as Poe rears back and puts it up. And that'll bring up third down and about 7 to go for the Bobcats. On the left side now, Shane Komacher. On the far side of the field, Poe rolls to the left, pitches to Shane Feynman. Feynman now cuts up, has first down yardage, and is going to be hauled down at about the 40-yard line. Ball's going to be spotted at about the 41. So Feynman makes a good carry and will pick up the first down for the Bobcats. Plenty of time to go here in the first half. Huge drive for the Bobcats. Got to establish a little bit of offense here. Poe from the shotgun. Keeps it himself. Rolls around the left side. Picks up 5, 6, maybe 7 yards. Got some good second effort from Poe. Gives 6 yards. And it'll bring up second down at about 4 for the Bobcats. A good look. Picked up some nice blocks from the Bobcat front line. Bobcats now with the win here in the second quarter. Brock Kumpke on the near side of the field in the shotgun. Comes Poe one more time. He's going to make the give up the middle. Now Shane Feynman, who's going to be right at the first down marker before he's stacked up and brought back. Tough tackle. Gus Peterson was in there from that middle linebacker position to stack him up and haul him back. We'll see where forward progress gets him. It'll be close to the first down. Should be about 3rd and 1. Gain of about 4. It'll be 3rd down, less than 1 to go for the Bobcats. Bo now lines up under center. Trojans stop the box. It's the quarterback keeper. Ball's on the ground, and going down on it was Kruger. Ball came popping out. Oh, Poe, not sure if he ever really had possession of it. And it comes bouncing off, and Kruger was able to wrap it up. But the net result will be a loss on the play of about 3 yards, so it'll be 4th down. And about 4 to go, 5 to go for the Bobcats. They were knocking on that door, moving this ball, and were real close to getting another 1st down they desperately needed. And now they've got to come up with 5 big yards. Timeout, Blue Hill. They want to talk about it. 14-0 is our score, 4:13 to go in the first half. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
4th down play for the Bobcats. Poe on the shotgun now. Got to come up with it. Makes the give to Kruger. No, he makes a pitch to Feynman late. Good sell on him. He'll have the 1st down. And still charging is Feynman before he's going to be wrapped up and hauled down. Ball came spitting out the end, but he was down by contact. Good run. Shane Feynman works around the right side. 10-yard carry for Shane Faman. Moves the chains. Ball now spotted at about the just outside the 26-yard line for the Bobcat. Shane Faman, Jared Kruger behind Poe in the shotgun. Gibb is going to be the Faman. Faman's going to get wrapped up before he even gets back to the line. Trojans had some super penetration on the play and stacked them up. Good defensive tackle by the Trojans. Kept that play from going anywhere. They'll actually give Faman a yard. Faman now with 60 yards, and the Bobcats have nothing to show for it. Under center now, second down, 9 to go for Blue Hill. Poe pitches to the left to Kruger. Kruger has to make some dancing around, make some fancy moves, and tries to get the corner, will do well to get back to the line of scrimmage, and does barely. No gain after a lot of running by Jared Kruger. And Kruger has really been stifled this afternoon. It'll be third down and about 9 to go for the Bobcats. Poe gets play brought in. Under our check man from the shotgun. Poe takes it, runs it himself. He's going to get wrapped up and brought down very quickly. Solid shot by Mike Schaaf. Schaaf is right there waiting with open arms, big open arms. Schaaf remembers the 6'6", 280-pound defensive lineman, defensive end, and brought him down. It'll be fourth down and about 9 to go in the Blue Hill drive, stalling for the moment with 1:57 and counting. Bobcats now calling the play in, fourth down, and it looks like they're going to try to go for this. Not much to lose right now. Clock down to 1:40. 9 yards to go, and a flag is going to fly. This is probably going to be a delay. Bobcats took a long time developing that, and we'll see what the call is. They're going to wave it off. They're going to wave off the flag because the Bobcats got a timeout. Just in time before the flag flew. So we'll do 4th and 9 here right after we take this break. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
4th and 9. Poe takes the snap from, goes back to pass. It's a long pass, and it's just out of the reach. Good pass, good play downfield. Shane Komacher was outstretched, and it was just out of reach of his fingertips. So it'll be a loss of down, or a turnover on downs for the Bobcats. With 1:33 to go, Cambridge will take over on the 25-yard line. Bobcats now putting the ball up twice and overthrown both times were the receivers. Dowlin in front of the wishbone and got some movement on that left side of that Trojan line. We'll see if that's exactly the case. So we'll back up Cambridge. So first and 15, 1:32 to go in the first half. Cambridge on top, 14-0. Trojans now going against the wind, have yet to pass the ball. double tight end wishbone formation. Nine in the box for the Bobcats. Gibbs going to be run right up the middle, and no running room at all for the carrier, who was Isaac Johnson. That Bobcat defense threw nine in the box, actually backed him up one. Blake Bunner's going to get credited for the tackle for the Bobcats, but I'll tell you, give that one to that whole right side of that Bobcat defense. Johnson had absolutely no room to go. It'll be second down and 16 for the Trojans. That one in motion now goes Kalen Farr. Give around the left side to Long. Long tries to weave his way around. He tries to cut back into the meat of that Bobcat defense and gets back to maybe the line of scrimmage or a couple of more. He'll pick up about five on the carry. They'll give Long 6 yards, and we'll probably have time for one more play for Trojans. For the Trojans, it'll be third down and a long nine to go. Bobcat defense now getting a little tougher, flexing their muscle as the Trojans have been able to get this drive going anywhere. Pitch goes over to the right side, and scampering down the right sideline is Isaac Johnson. Johnson will have the first down, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. Isaac Johnson, good carry off the pitch on the right side, will move the chain. Clock stops as he's knocked out of bounds. We've got just under 3 seconds to go. Isaac Johnson picks up a big run, and we'll have one more play from the Trojans. Johnson drops it, goes to his knees to pick it up, and that will run out the clock as we'll go to halftime. With the score, Cambridge 14, the Blue Hill Bobcats nothing. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with your Allens of Hastings halftime show. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at AllensSuperstore.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Allens of Hastings halftime show. Rob Oz with you from Blue Hill in second round C2 football action. Beautiful Blue Hill. Still a little bit of a breeze blowing. Sun starting to cast some long shadows onto the field. Good crowd on hand. Temperature's nice and cool. Bobcats not enjoying the first half at all, though they're down 14-0 to the Cambridge Trojans. Trojans again coming into the contest undefeated and a very solid, well-rounded ball club, and they've clearly showed that in this first half. The Bobcats were a little soft in the middle in that first series, and the Trojans were able to exploit that and get a 27-yard touchdown run from Kalen Farr. Ethan Long was the second scorer. He got that in the second quarter. with a one-yard touchdown run. So Cambridge coming out on top now. They'll pick up that two-point conversion by Kalen Farr, and that made it 14-0. Just taking a look at total offense numbers, 145 yards for Cambridge, 70 for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Cambridge actually able to put some big yards on the field and keep those drives going, and it helps when you got a 27-yard run from Kalen Farr to get you going up there. No passing for anybody. Two attempts from Blue Hill, and that's really about all you got to go on. Just taking a look at some individual numbers for you. For the Trojans, Ethan Long, 7 carries, 32 yards unofficially. Kalen Farr has a 27-yard run and a couple losses. Gus Peterson unofficially carries 8 times for 43 yards. Isaac Johnson has carried 4 times for 28 yards. That's your Cambridge Trojan stats. For the Bobcats, Derek Post carried 5 times for 13 yards. 11 carries for Shane Thaman, 60 yards to show for. Jared Kruger has carried but 4 times and has but 4 yards to show for it. And 0 for 2 for passing is Derek Poe, 2 times throwing with the wind, 2 times overthrowing his receivers. And the end result, Cambridge on top, 14-0. We'll take a quick timeout, come back with more of our Allens of Hastings halftime show. We'll talk about some of the other games going on in the area and try to get you caught up with that. So hang on, we've got a lot more football coming your way. From Blue Hill, they score 14-0. Cambridge over the Bobcats. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at AllenSuperstore.com.
Whether you get more, Superstore, Allen Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Allens of Hastings halftime show, brought to you by Allen's. You get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings, proud sponsor of our halftime show for you. Rob Austin with you. From Blue Hill, home of the Bobcats, host of the second round of playoff action for C2. Cambridge Trojans on top, 14-0 here at halftime. The winner of this game will go on to play the winner of North Platte St. Pat and Perkins County. That game will be underway here at 7 o'clock tonight. So whoever wins is going to have a little bit of weight before they're going to find out who they're going to play on Tuesday. The next round of the playoffs, third round, comes your way on Tuesday. Of course, Platte River Radio will have all of our local area teams that we will be following. We've got a huge lineup today. Earlier, we had Craig Eckert with the call for Giltner in D2. They took on Bloomfield, and Giltner will advance to next week. 52-12 winners over the Bloomfield Bees. So the Hornets sting the Bees at home in D2 action. Kennesaw and South Loop are going at it. You can hear that game on our sister station, KICF 1550 ESPN. You can also find us at HastingsLink.com and KLIQFM.com as well. You can find links to these games if you'd like to check them out. At about 6:15 here, so what are we talking about? About 15, 20 minutes or so, you'll catch the pregame show for St. Cecilia taking on Donovan Trumbull on KHAS 1230 and HastingsLink.com. Kickoff will come your way at 6:30 for the Cardinals and the Blue Hawks and more C2 action. Axtell and Overton are just about to start their pregame show on KXPN 1460. Randy Bushcutter with the call there earlier on KXPN 1460. We had Loomis and O'Neill St. Mary's. Some more D2 action for you, and Loomis comes out on top, 19-18. I believe they had to come back to get that win, so Loomis will advance in the D2 brackets as well. On KKTR, in about 30 minutes, you'll be able to catch Pleasanton at Sargent. Doug Duda, Tony Davis with the call there on 98.9 KKTR. And then earlier, and I don't have an updated score yet, it should be nearly over with by now. We'll try to get an updated score for you. Ravenna and Crofton on KKPR right now, 98.9. More C2 football playoffs, Ravenna and Crofton. In fact, let me check here real quick and see if I did get an updated score for that. Earlier, I think Crofton was up, though not by much, if I remember correctly. Whoops, there we go. Crofton 14, Ravenna nothing. That was a first quarter score. I haven't got an update since then, so that game should be well along into the second half by now. So that gets you up to date with all the games that we've got going on today on our Plant River radio network. Tomorrow on KHAS 1230, we'll have some college football coming your way. Doan taking on the Broncos. Pregame there with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell at 12:15. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. And, of course, the Huskers taking on Iowa State in Ames. Pregame show will start at 9:30 right here on the Breeze. The kickoff will come your way at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Again, here on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com. In between them, I should mention that we don't know where we're going to be from, but we will be there. Sandy Creek is going to be playing some volleyball in the district finals, and I believe they're going to be taking on Syracuse, and we'll have that matchup for you right here on the Breeze on Friday. In fact, we may even have a time for you. I think now that time and place have not been set yet, but, yeah, it'll be Syracuse and Sandy Creek volleyball for the district finals coming your way on Friday. So looking forward to that as well. Okay, we've got a little bit less than 4 minutes before second half action comes back here to Blue Hill for the C2 second round playoff action, where the Cambridge Trojans lead the hosting Blue Hill Bobcats 14-0. We'll be right back with more on the Allens of Hastings halftime show on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Blue Hill High School. Rob Osmond with you. Got an updated for you. You ask, you shall receive. Crompton beating Ravenna as we speak in the fourth quarter, 42-7. So Crompton will advance. And if I take a quick look at the brackets, Crompton, should they advance, will play the winner of Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull. That game will be on KHAS 1230 and HastingsLink.com. We'll start at 6:30, 6:15 pregame show. Hastings St. Cecilia undefeated taking on Donovan Trumbull. In this matchup here, Cambridge came into the contest a perfect 9-0. Very solid ball club this year for Coach Josh Graves and the Cambridge Trojans. They defeated Superior in the opening round of the playoffs, 45-21, and lead 14-0 for the moment over the Blue Hill Bobcats. Cambridge was the number 2 seed here in C2. Of course, St. Cecilia is the number 1 seed on the other side of the bracket, on a collision course here now, perhaps, with Cambridge. The Bobcats may have a lot to say about that, however. Blue Hill, despite losing their last 2 games, including the last regular season game to Kearney Catholic, qualified as the 10th seed, and took on Kearney Catholic in the opening round of the playoffs and beat them 40-22 to advance to play today. But now have their hands full of the Cambridge Trojans, trailing by 14 in the game. The Bobcats have shown a little bit of spark here and there, but they've been unable to put a solid drive together, despite at one point they had just outside the red zone. It was fourth and about a half a yard to go to move the chains inside the 20-yard line, and a penalty backed them up, and they were unable to complete a pass to get that first down, and so that drive ended in a loss of downs, a turnover on downs for the Bobcats, and the Trojans were able to take that back and march off the end of the first half, though not able to get into the end zone. In fact, the 2 times that Cambridge has been able to get into the end zone, it was the result of a 27-yard touchdown run from Kalen Farr that made it 6-0 back in the first quarter. In the second quarter, the opening drive of the second quarter, the Trojans put a nice rally together and drove the ball down against the wind and got a 1-yard touchdown run ultimately from Ethan Long. And then Kalen Farr got the 2-point conversion, and that's exactly where we sit now as we're just about ready to get halftime wrapped up and get back to play. 14-0 is your score. One thing you can be assured of is that Coach Scott Porter, master statistician, tactician, and general on the field, will come up with a way to get the Bobcats right back into this. And 14-0, certainly not out of reach for an offense that is prolific as the Blue Hill Bobcats. But just looking at the Cambridge Trojans, very solid on offense, very solid on defense, and just doing a good job perplexing Blue Hill right now as we speak. Okay, 2 minutes before the second half action gets underway. We'll take a quick break and come right back with our second half kickoff right here on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again as we wrap up our Allens of Hastings halftime show. Rob Osmond with you from Blue Hill, where the Cambridge Trojans lead the Blue Hill Bobcats 14-0. Second half action just about to get underway. Here's some more scores that are drifting in here now. South Loop has beaten Kennesaw 48-20. Crofton over Ravenna late in the fourth quarter now, 48-7, an updated score there. And Ogallala, 20-6 over Gordon at halftime. Wilbert Latonia, 6, and Homer, nothing at halftime. And we'll get some more scores to you as they become available. And that'll wrap up our Allens of Hastings halftime show. On that note, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Glad to have you along with us from Blue Hill. Shadows now have taken over the field here at Blue Hill. Wind has died down just a little bit. Still a bit of a gust. Temperatures still pretty nice, though. Good crowd on hand. Lights are on, and we're ready to get back to second half action. The Cambridge Trojans won the toss in the first before the game started, deferred, and we'll get the ball right now. Matt Thramer is all set to tee it off, and we'll get back to second half action. Two quarters of football to go in the second round of the playoffs. Kick is up. It's an end-over-end one. Going to go back. Gus Peterson will have it inside the five-yard line. He'll run to his right side, picks up a couple of blocks, springs free, goes around the right side some more, and makes it to about the 35-yard line before the Bobcats are able to drag him down. Peterson looked pretty sharp on that run, picked up a couple of nice blocks. Good read by the young man. And the ball will be spotted at about the 34-yard line. So Cambridge back on offense, going against the wind here. Ball spotted now again at the 34-yard line. Double tight end, wishbone formation continues for the Trojans. Dowen under center. Eyes that Bobcat defense now. Motion from the near side. Handoff is going to go up the middle. I think it's Peterson. Peterson's going to be met and hauled back, bent over backwards by that Bobcat defense. Hard shot taken by Peterson. And he'll pick up. He managed to pick up 4 yards on the carry. Pretty good run for Peterson. So we're going to look at second down and a short 7 to go, long 6. Dowen, eyes of Bobcat defense one more time, long's in motion. Got some twitching going on. I think it was Gus Peterson picked up his hand from that wishbone position, and the referee's right on top of it. And that's going to back up Cambridge. Pretty low penalty count on the ball game today. Want to take the opportunity to thank all of our sponsors for making this game possible. Glenwood Telephone, South Central State Bank, Thramer's Food Center, Ron's Pharmacy, Century Lumber Center, Blue Hill Furniture, and New Beginnings Preschool. Second down, 12 to go for Cambridge. Dowen in motion is long. Give right up the middle to Peterson. Peterson was the first one through. He's still running. and finally is going to get all down. He ran a long way to get but 4 yards. Seven, make that 7 yards off the second effort as he got past the original line of scrimmage and then four more, so it'll set up a third down. It'll be third down and about five, short six to go for the Trojans. Still have yet to put the ball into the air. Bobcats not taking any chances. In motion goes long, wide to the right, far side of the field. Dowen rolls, strips a little bit, gets up, and makes a nice run before he's going to be hauled down by the Bobcats. Garrett Sharp in on the tackle, and Dowen still down on the field, real slow to get up. Short of the first down, it'll be, they're going to have to take a peek out. It'll be fourth down and probably around 1 yard to go, maybe just a little bit less. Yeah, they're going to measure this one and find out. It's going to be just a little short. I'm just kind of eyeballing it here, about the length of a football, maybe slightly more. It'll be fourth down and short for the Trojans. Ball's finally at about the 44-yard line. They'll have to get just shy of the 45 to move the chain. And they're going to go for it. Watch the Bobcats now flood that middle. Watch for Peterson up the middle. Here's Dowen. Dowen pitches over to the right side to Long. Long has the first down, and he's going to be stuffed up. It'll be a gain of about four, maybe five, depending on the spot here. Good run. Off the quick pitch, Bobcats still in the middle zone, waiting for that run up the middle. Chains move. Be a 4 yard gain, actually, so it'll be still first down, 10 to go. Ball now just inside the 49 yard line, Cambridge side of the field. Trojans with the ball. Dowen gives to Peterson up the middle, and Peterson's going to be stuffed up right away. Good read, good solid shot by the Bobcat defense. Linebackers come firing off the ball, and he'll gain maybe a half a yard. Maybe. It'll be second down and nine and a half, if you will. Nine to go as the ball now just on the inside of the Blue Hill side of the 50. Cambridge now, second down, nine to go. Dowen, hands off at the left side to Long. Long's got a nice run. He makes a couple of zigzags. Flag is going to go down. This one's probably coming back. Long made a nice run of about 16, 17 yards. We'll see what the call is going to be. It looked like it was going to be a holding call, and that is the indication from the Cambridge players, as they're already starting to retreat. Yep, that is the call. They'll bring this one back. Good thing for the Bobcats, too, because that was a nice, solid run by Ethan Long up the left side. Picked up about 17 yards, all for naught. That'll back the Trojans up. It'll be second down and about 13 to go for the Trojans. Ball spotted now back on the Cambridge side of the field at about the 46-yard line. Good opportunity for the Trojans. Brought back. Hand off goes on the left side. No, he decides to keep it himself. And not the wisest of moves, as Dowen is going to be popped and wrapped up quickly, and he'll probably lose a couple yards on the play. And that's exactly the case. It'll be third down and about 15 to go, or a long 14 for Cambridge. Long way to go. We'll see what the Trojans have to do. That Bobcat defense catching a break and now trying to make the most of it. In motion goes Ethan Long. Pitch over to left side. Flags fly before the play gets underway. And I think we've got some motion on the left side of that Trojan line. And that's exactly the case. The false start will back up the Trojans one more time. And now it'll be third down and 20 for Cambridge. Third down and pack your lunch. Bobcats digging in on defense, catching a few breaks here and there. Looking forward to getting the ball back and see if they can move it. In motion now, our Cambridge. Dowling rolls around the right side. He's going to pick up a few, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down. Gain of about 6 or 7 off the right side before the Bobcats hauled him down well short of the first down. It'll be fourth down and still a long way to go. About an 8-yard run. So Dowling, fourth down, back to punt now, is Gus Peterson. Shane Feynman, Jared Kruger, back to return. It's going to be dropped, and the Bobcats are right there, and they are going to get good field position as that punt never got off. Bobcats catching some breaks here in the opening moment. So Blue Hill now, with 7:06 to go, will have the ball at about the 44-yard line of Cambridge. And now the referees are gathering around the ball. Did not see any flags come down, so maybe they're checking spots, or maybe they're checking... Oh, there is a flag down. So we're going to see what that means. The kick never got off. Unsportsmanlike conduct is called, or illegal participation. And that will be an automatic first down for Cambridge if that is the case. And that's exactly what it looks like. Looks like the Bobcat defense coming back on. And that changes the complexity of everything right here. And we'll see if that fires up this Bobcat defense now as the defense comes back out on the field again. And the drive continues. It's a first down now. The ball spotted at the 39-yard line of Blue Hill. Cambridge on offense once again. Tough penalty for Blue Hill. Just when you thought they had caught a break, Gus Peterson now rolls around the right side. He's got good yardage. Hits, stopped, and then just keeps pumping those legs and driving and picks up about 7 or 8 yards on the carry. Call it on the angle, about 6 yards on the carry. Ball spotted now at about the 33-yard line of Blue Hill. Cambridge keeps the drive going. 6:30 to go in the third quarter. Dowling keeps it himself, rolls around the right side. He's going to be stopped short of the first down, about a yard short of the first down, depending on where the spot goes. Jordan in on the stop for the Bobcats. And it'll be third down and a long one, short two to go for Cambridge. On top, 14-0 here in the third quarter. Wishbone, double tight end. Handoff goes to Long. Long's going to get stuffed up and trips and falls forward. He should have the first down before the knee touch. It is the first down. So give 3 yards to Long. But the chains move, and the ball spotted now at about the 26, 27-yard line of Blue Hill. Cambridge takes advantage of a penalty, gets a first down, a new look on life, and is now driving again. Here's Isaac Johnson, tries to go on the right side, loses his footing, is going to be tripped up after a gain of about 3 or 4. Johnson had himself a little bit of lane on that right side, but lost his footing and was brought down quickly by that Bobcat defense, and he's actually going to get a good spot. He picked up 3 on the run, and that'll bring up second down, 7 to go for Cambridge. Dowen under center, in motion, goes Kalen Farr. Pitch over to the right side, Long. Long has the first down. He gets a solid pop at about the 10-yard line, but it's enough for the first down. And the chains move again. And Trojans knocking on the door here in the third quarter. Under 5 minutes to go as Farr. So Farr picks up a good carry on the right side. Ball spotted now inside the 10. It'll be first and goal from the 10 for Cambridge. Just inside the 10. In motion is Johnson. Dowen under center. Keeps it himself. Rolls to the right side. Flags fly. Whistles blow. Play comes to a screeching halt. And we got a false start called on Cambridge. Another penalty. Cambridge now. 7 penalties by my count. But the biggest one came on Blue Hill. That turned the drive around. The Bobcats thought they had the ball. They had a block or a punt that was not going to go. Had the ball in good territory. And then that flag, all alone by itself on the other end of the field, turned the tide of this drive. And Cambridge now, first down and goal from the 15-yard line now. Dallin. In motion is Farr. Around the middle comes Peterson. Peterson wraps up, gets popped, stops, keeps driving, and he's about at the 5-yard line. He was hit after a gain of about 3 and then pushed and drove another 7. So Peterson with a nice run sets up second down and goal. Ball spotted on the 5-yard line. Cambridge quick to the line now. Dowen eyes that Bobcat defense. In motion goes Isaac Johnson. Up the middle, and indication, yes, we got a touchdown. Trojans. Dowen calls his own number. Race Dowen shoots in from 5 yards out. So Race Dowen picks up a touchdown, and the Bobcats now find themselves down by 20 for the moment. Cambridge set to go 4-2. In motion, goes Farr. Kalen Farr to the near side. Peterson takes the handoff up the middle, and he's in. He is in. A 2-point conversion good for Cambridge. From 5 yards out, the touchdown scored by Dowen. And the 2-point conversion, Gus Peterson pops it in, and it's 22-0 in Blue Hill. Trojans on top. We'll take a quick break, come back with the kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Blue Hill. Bobcats now down 22-0. The Cambridge Trojans. Trojans having their way during this drive. They picked up a nice break off a penalty. And the Bobcats are all set to kick it off. Cambridge yet to take the field. It'll give me an opportunity to pass a couple scores along to you. Crofton Ravenna now a final. Crofton wins 48-7. Creighton 44. Arapahoe nothing. And now Cambridge still has yet to come out on the field. Bobcats are all set and ready to go. Back to receive is Shane Komacher. Man, and along with him, Trevor Komacher. Still waiting for Cambridge to come out onto the field. Still waiting for Cambridge to come out onto the field. So I didn't see a timeout indication, and now I do. Now Cambridge is going to take a timeout. We'll take another break as well. 3:55 to go in the third quarter, 22-0 Cambridge on top of Blue Hill. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now the Cambridge Trojans have taken the field after a timeout. 22-0 our score, 3:55 to go in the third quarter. Podcast now have taken the field as well, and we should get this kickoff underway. 22-0. A tough row to hoe for the Bobcats, and Cambridge doing a very solid job. Anthony Rodriguez, puts the right foot into it, makes the kick. Kick was up. Jared Kruger had it, and he takes a solid pop at the end of that run. He takes it from about the 20 to the 30-yard line before he's met by the wall of Trojans who stood him up and slammed him down on the far side of the field, much to the delight of the Cambridge sideline. Right on top of that one, so the Bobcats will come out on offense with 3:49 to go. And the ball spotted at the 30-yard line. So Blue Hill now going to have to reach down deep into that bag of Coach Scott Porter tricks and see what's going to happen. Poe's going to keep it himself around the left side. No, it's Feynman who's in there. Feynman who's in at quarterback, it looked like. We'll see what that's all about, but Poe's not even out there. Feynman was in there with the run. Now Poe comes back onto the field. So Feynman will pick up 5 yards after calling his own number. And Poe now onto the field. Poe from the shotgun. Back to pass. Looking down the right side. Going deep as Brock Kumpke wide open and just out of reach. Kumpke thought he was going to make that catch. He had paced himself nicely, had separation from the defender. And the ball sails about 2 inches off his fingertips. 2 inches off his fingertips. Kumpke came that close to making the big catch and came up empty. Poe thought he had something going there. Kumpke did his part, had separation in the pass just out of reach. And if Kumpke could have reached his arms out just a little more, he could have brought that ball in. It'll be 3rd down and 5 for Blue Hill. Kumpke on the near sideline. Poe from the shotgun. Makes the give to Shane Feynman. Feynman goes on the left side. No, the give is to Kruger. Kruger goes around the left side, gets a corner, and dives over, and he's going to be real close to the first down. We'll see where the spot is. Should be enough for the first down. It is. Kruger, good field awareness. So Jared Kruger gets the first down. Ball's going to be spotted at about the 41-yard line of Blue Hill. Kumpke on the near side, wide to the right. Poe from the shotgun. Bo keeps it, rolls it around the left side, just gets to the line of scrimmage before he's hauled down. I'll tell you, quick pursuit from that outside, right side rather, of the Cambridge Trojans. Back to the line of scrimmage goes Bo. They're going to give him 1 yard. For Bo, it'll bring up second down and 9 for Blue Hill. Bobcats now, a little bit of urgency to their step. Bo's all set. Takes the shotgun snap, pitches over to the right side, back to pass. Shane Feynman throws it up high at the dying quail. Easy pick for Cambridge. Underneath it was Ethan Long. Gets the INT, still running, dancing around the middle of the field, and then he's going to be hauled down. So Cambridge gets the pick, and they don't come much easier than that. That ball was a high-flying quail that he was able to get underneath. Ethan Long gets the INT. And Cambridge will start this drive from the 39-yard line. With 1:53 to go, Ethan Long gets the pick, and Cambridge now back on offense, and that is not what Blue Hill needed. Cambridge yet to put the ball in the air. No need to when you're up 22-0 now. Shot up the middle. Handoff goes to Kalen Farr. Farr takes a good pop and did not get back to the line of scrimmage. Kelly Feynman makes the big stick. Loss of yard for Farr. It'll bring up second down and 11 for Cambridge. Clock winding down here in the third quarter. Dowen eyes up the defense, under center. And off goes to Long. Long's going to get past the line of scrimmage. Flag comes in late. Two flags down on the field. Run goes ahead for about 3 or 4 yards. See what the indication is. Looks like it's going to be a holding call on Cambridge. Find out if the second flag is anything different as the referees are talking it over now. We've got 1:12 to go in the third quarter. Cambridge up 22-0. Holding is going to be called on Cambridge. Face mask is going to be called on Blue Hill. They will offset. Ball will remain where it is, second down and 11 to go. A do-over in effect. I formation now. Over to the right side comes Long. Long dances around the right side. He's going to be stacked up after a gain of about 3 or 4. That'll bring up third down and 11. It's clock now under a minute in the third quarter. Trojans now content with letting this go. With third down, 6 to go. Now in the I formation, double tight end. Give goes over to the right side. It's Isaac Johnson who's going to cut the corner, and he's going to pick up the first down and about another yard to go. So a gain of about 7 for Isaac Johnson. That'll move the chains, and Cambridge still in business. Out of bounds, clock stops with 30 seconds to go. Ball spotted right at midfield, just on the Blue Hill side of the 50. And now the clock will run. He did not get out of bounds. Clock stopped to move the chains. Maybe time for one more play for Cambridge here in the third quarter. Hand off up the middle to Peterson. Peterson, the first one through, is going to gain 1 or 2. And it'll be second down and 8 to go when we come back in the fourth quarter, as the third quarter has run out of time. Cambridge on top, 22-0 over the Blue Hill Bobcats. We'll be right back with our final 12 minutes of action from Blue Hill. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Blue Hill for C2. Second round playoff action. The Cambridge Trojans on top, 22-0 with the Blue Hill Bobcats. 12 minutes to go in the ball game. At the end of the first quarter, Newman Grove 14, West Point 6. Fremont 19, Humboldt 7 in the third, if I'm reading that correctly. Right here. Cambridge will have the wind for the fourth quarter. Second down, 9 to go. Bobcats got to dig in here on defense. Dowen under four, under center. I formation, second one through with Ethan Long. Leon Long's going to be caught and wrapped up after a gain of about 5. Brought down. Brought down by Chase Goldner, it looked like. We'll see Garrett Sharp actually in on the tackle. So 5-yard carry by Long. We'll bring up third down. 5 to go for the Trojans now. Still in that double tight end formation. I formation. Flag is going to be blowing. It looked like Gus Peterson got a quick step before the play got off. And that's exactly what it is. They'll back up 5 yards towards the original line of scrimmage. So third and 10 for Cambridge. Now in the fourth quarter. Clock running. We've seen the Bobcats score more than 22 in a quarter. It can be done, but this Cambridge team, pretty solid. Now, back to pass for the first time is Dowen. It's a short one over to the flats to Peterson. Peterson's going to break a tackle after the catch, well short of the first down. And the ball's going to be spotted at the 46-yard line inside Bobcat territory. A gain of about 4 yards on the pass. 5 yards. So it'll be fourth down, 6 to go, and to punt now for Cambridge. It's like Logan Baker. No, it's going to be Cody Vandergriff. Vandergriff gets the kickoff, and a fair catch called for on about the 10-yard line by Shane Thaman. And the Bobcats will have a long way to go with the ball spotted at about the 11-yard line. So the Bobcats pinned back off after the kick by Cody Vandergriff with 10:27 to go in the ball game after a 33-yard punt. So Blue Hill has their work cut out for them. Ball spotted at the 11-yard line. Going into the wind now, so that'll have to be a factor in any passing game. Poe is back in the shotgun. Hands off to the right side after the end around. Shane Thaman has the first down, still trucking before he's going to be wrapped up from behind and dragged backwards. A gain of about 13 or 14 yards. We'll see what the final spot looks like, but a good run on the around from Shane Thaman. 13-yard run for Shane Thaman. Blue Hill has been stifled on offense, unable to get things moving. They move the chains here. Handoff goes up the middle now and met right where the handoff took place. The Trojans did a good job coming off the line and stack up the Bobcats for a loss. Kruger was on the carry, but loss of one on the play. And that'll bring up second down and 11 for Blue Hill. Clock now, 9 minutes, 35 seconds. Poe out of the shotgun, two on the near side, pitches over to the left. Jared Kruger has a run, gets through, gets free, and he's going to have the first down and a couple more as well. So Kruger makes a 13-yard scamper on the left side and moves the chains again for the Bobcats. Trying to get something going here. The ball now spotted at the 36-yard line of Blue Hill. Shotgun. Handoff goes up the middle to Shane Feynman. Feynman's going to bust the tackle, and he's still rolling. Has the first down. He's into Cambridge territory. Shane Feynman gets the first down. Will pick up 15 yards. And Feynman now has the ball in Cambridge territory. Trailing 22-0. Poe takes the snap, gives to the first guy up the middle. It's Kruger. Kruger's going to be wrapped up and hauled down in a hurry by Cole Taylor of Cambridge. So Kruger's going to eat a few yards on that one. He'll be backed up about four. So the Bobcats now back on their side of the field. Have second down, 14 to go. Handoff goes up the middle. Second man through, makes it back to the original line of scrimmage, just inside. Shane Feynman will get it to the 49-yard line of Cambridge. It'll bring up third down and 11 yards to go. Short 11, long 10. Kumpke on the far side of the field, wide to the right. Poe with the shotgun. Takes the snap, gives to the fullback. No, pitches over to the right side. Shane Feynman had a good move, made a good cut. Flag comes flying in. And we'll see if Feynman will finally get that face mask call. He's been cranking his head all night, it looks like. Maybe a holding call on Blue Hill as well. No, it is that face mask. That was a little bit more obvious. So we'll see. It's just a short little 5 yards, so it'll bring up third down. No, but it should be second down, actually, shouldn't it? Nope. It'll be third down and about six to go. Ball spotted now at about the 45-yard line of Cambridge. Bobcats, tough third down, pitch over to the left side. Kruger gets it, gets tripped, and then is finally going to be hauled down after a gain of about one or two. He tripped up running down the pitch and didn't get much. It'll bring up fourth down. And everything is four down territory here as we've got 7 minutes to go in the ball game. The Bobcats trail 22-0. Poe finally comes in. Bobcats may have to burn a timeout here. Clock continues to tick down. Foe makes his way to that shotgun position. Back to pass. Looking over the right side. Down. Kumpke is having a little bit of a difficulty. A mix up with Race Dowen. And I think Dowen came up with it. Yes, Dowen gets the pick. Race Dowen makes the INT. And any hope the Bobcats had of punching this one in just came to an end. And Cambridge now, with 6:36 to go in the ballgame, has the ball on their own 15-yard line, courtesy of a Race Dowen INT. Gumpke and Dowen were step for step down the right hash mark, and now we're going to get a timeout by Cambridge. So with 6:36 to go in the ballgame, Cambridge on top, 22-0, and the Trojans have the ball. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
6 minutes, 36 seconds to go in the ball game. Cambridge in control over the Bobcats, 22-0. Second round playoff action from Blue Hill. Beautiful night for football. We have been so fortunate this season. St. Paul 7, Boone Central 6. They're in the middle of the fourth. Wilbur Clatonia 18, Homer nothing. Middle of the first, St. Cecilia up 7-0 over Donovan. And we've got Friend 20, Pender 14 at the end of the third. Far in motion. Dowen tries to get the play off, but it's going to be whistled and flagged to a stop after a Cambridge player made a little twitch. And that'll back them up another 5. So the ball will be spotted at about the 10-yard line with 15 to go for Cambridge. Cambridge has only put the ball up once, and it was a catch. But they'll be content with keeping it on the ground more than likely. In motion now is Long. Give around the left side. Peterson's going to fall for it, or is that Johnson? It's Johnson around the right side, and he'll pick up a few. Actually, he's only going to pick up about one or two. It'll be second down, 14 to go for Cambridge. Under 6 minutes to go. Up the middle, the run from Long. He's got a few yards. He's going to be real close to the first down. Did I see a flag get down? The ball came out late, but they're going to call it down. So Long, we'll see where the spot is, but it's going to be real close to the first down. He may have actually got it. It looks like he did. And they're moving the chains. Long picks up 13 yards. First and 10 for Cambridge. Ball spotted at about the 25-yard line. I formation. Taking this time now at center is Race Dowen. In control, watching the clock, making sure. Handoff goes over to the right side. Looks like it's Ethan Long with the carry. And Long will pick up 1 or 2 yards. after the spot. Long gets two. And it'll be second down, eight to go for Cambridge. Blue Hill crowd pretty quiet at this point, down 22 to nothing. 4:45 to go in the ball game. Cambridge content with letting that clock wind down. They'll send one wide to the left. I formation. Dowlin runs the end around, and Isaac Johnson is going to get met. The Bobcats not fooled at all. Good tackle by Garrett Williams. Check that. Yes, it was Garrett Williams, and no gain on the play. It'll be third down and eight to go for Cambridge. Play comes in from the sidelines. Is Cambridge content with letting that clock wind down? Cambridge will advance to the third round. They made it all the way to the semis last year. And off goes around to the left side and brought down for a loss on the play was Dowling as he calls his own number. And he may have lost a yard on the play. That is the case. Kyle Mann's in on the stop for the Bobcats. It'll be fourth down, nine to go. Clock down to 3 minutes, 25 seconds in the ball game. Back for a punt. Shane Feynman and Trevor Kolmacher to kick. Looks like Cody Vandegrift in there again. And got a feeling this could be a delay. We'll see if that's the call. That's the mumbling up here in the press box. And that is the case. So that'll back up Cambridge. And the Bobcat receivers will step up 5 yards. .307 showing on the clock. Punt formation for the Trojans. Vandegrift back to punt for the Trojans. Snap is up. It's a good one. Kick gets through. High, long kick. Shane Feynman backpedals, picks it up at the 35-yard line. Drives for it. Puts his shoulders down. He's going to get stacked up at about midfield. Finally falls into the Cambridge side. At about the 48-yard line, where the Bobcats will take over with 2:55 to go, trailing 22 to nothing. Ball spotted now at the 40. We'll call it the 48-yard line. And here come the Bobcats now. Wind has died down a lot. Not too much of a factor now, but a little bit too late for the Bobcat. Pitch over to the left side. Kruger's trying to cut the corner. Shakes a couple of tackles. Picks up the first down. Drives forward. Second effort's going to get him about a yard shy of the first down. Clock will continue with a 9-yard run for Jared Kruger. Second down. 1 yard to go for Blue Hill. Ball spotted right at the 40-yard line of Cambridge. Bobcats now. Ben Court comes into the near side. Pitch over to the right side. Shane Feynman gets the corner, gets the first down, drags forward, flag comes flying. And again, I think Shane Feynman was face masked. Flag is down. We'll see. They'll have the first down if the Bobcats get to keep it. This could also be a holding call. We're going to see what the call is. They may call a horse collar on this. It looks like it's going to stay put. No, they're going to pick it up. Yep. They're going to pick it up. So Feynman will get the carry. We'll get to keep those 9 yards, over 100 on the night, for Shane Feynman. Okay. New set of downs for the Bobcats. Clock under 2 minutes. Back to pass goes. And this one's going to get picked off, too. Three interceptions now for Derek Poe. His only completion on the night have been all three to Cambridge. So the turnover will result in Cambridge with the ball right at about the 17-yard line, and that'll be it for the Bobcats more than likely here as Cambridge will have the ball now at the 17-yard line. New quarterback is Jordan Volk under center. Volk makes the handoff right up the middle. It's going to be brought down quickly. Aaron Jones in the ballgame at fullback, the 5'7 junior. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage, no gain. Second down and 10. Clock now under 90 seconds to go in the ball game. Cambridge will advance and will take on the winner of Perkins County and North Platte St. Pat. On Tuesday, the Bobcat season comes to an end tonight. Fumble on the snap, but picked up by Volk and handed off, but whoever was the lucky recipient of that just got backed up about 4 or 5 yards off that Bobcat defense. Clock now winds down to under a minute. Brings up third down and about 15 to go for Cambridge. Tough way to end the season for the Bobcats. A lot of seniors playing their last game right here, right now. And the season's still alive for Cambridge. Quarterback sneak up the middle, brought down, small gain, but that'll probably be the last play of the ball game, as Cambridge likely will be content to let the time tick off. And that's exactly the case. They're heading over to the sidelines. 4-3-2-1. This ball game is over, and Cambridge we'll walk away with a 22-0 victory over the Blue Hill Bobcats, and we'll advance to play on Tuesday. 22-0, your final score. We'll be back to wrap it all up right after these messages. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics. Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The superheroes of service, powered by Pet Wood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has provided state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit us at shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one last time to Blue Hill, where the Cambridge Trojans take a 22-0 win over the Blue Hill Bobcats. Bring it into this Bobcat season. The Trojans will advance to play on Tuesday. And again, they'll play the winner of North Platte St. Pat and Perkins County. That game is probably just underway. In fact, it is. And before we get to our stats, we've got few more scores we can pass your way. In the middle of the fourth, Ogallala 28-12 over Gordon Rushville. That's early in the second. St. Cecilia up 14-7, and Milford up 7-0 over David City. It's early in the second quarter. St. Cecilia up 14-7 over Donovan Trumbull. And a game that can be heard on KHAS 1230 right now. But we're 22-0, our final score. Cambridge on top, racking up 262 yards of total offense to Blue Hill's 140. 257 yards of that for Cambridge came rushing, only one pass play of 5 yards. Taking a look at some numbers, Ethan Long had one touchdown, 63 yards on 13 carries. Kalen Farr had 4 carries for 43 yards, including a 27-yard touchdown run that got the Trojans on the board early in the first quarter. Gus Peterson from that fullback position carried 14 times for 72 yards. Isaac Johnson carried 7 times for 38 yards for the Cambridge Trojans. For the Blue Hill Bobcats, Shane Fehman picks up 101 yards on 14 carries. Jared Kruger carried 11 times for only 23 yards. Just kind of recapping those numbers, make sure that we're close. Ethan Long, 81 yards on the night. Peterson, 69. Isaac Johnson, 44. Kalen Farr had 28 yards carried. And that's exactly touchdowns from Kalen Farr, Race Dowen, and Ethan Long. Rack up all the scoring. So a solid effort all the way around for the Cambridge Trojans as they will advance to play on Tuesday with this 22-0 victory. And again, reminder that we'll be playing some volleyball here on Friday on the Breeze. Sandy Creek and Syracuse at a time that's not been announced yet that we're aware of. But we'll have it for you on Friday. You can check it out on KLIQFN.com once we know about it. So that'll wrap things up from Blue Hill, where the Cambridge Trojans come out on top 22-0 in the second round state playoffs for C2, and will advance to play on Tuesday. Rob Osmond from Blue Hill, thanks to Steph Mueller back at Mission Control for getting us on the air and getting us going. Thank you for tuning in. Have yourselves a great evening. Don't forget all the football action still going on the Platte River Radio Systems. Check around. Check out KLIQFM.com. And we'll see you back here on Friday. Have a good night. So long from Blue Hill.
Your local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5. 1-2-2 here.